Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
Mum and me were off to the Turbo Gadget Expo.
It's a massive show in the city centre all about,
well, gadgets.
Brilliant!
Trouble is, we were driving in the car and we were lost. Decidedly less brilliant.
I was sure this dual carriageway brought us out onto the ring road. But where's this roundabout come from?
I don't think Mum had been this way for a while. That roundabout looked older than I was.
Why don't you use a sat-nav, Mum?
Good idea, Tim. Can you plug it in for me, please?
Sat-nav is a handy gadget that is like a moving map showing exactly where you are. And if you tell it where you want to go, it can find your route too. Cool, huh?
It's loading up now. It says, locating satellites. Cool. Is that what the SAT bit stands for? Satellites.
That's right. SatNav means satellite navigation. Satellites constantly orbit the Earth, and they all know exactly where they are in space. They have synchronized atomic clocks inside too, the most accurate clocks on the planet.
You mean the most accurate clocks in the sky?
Well, quite. So the satellites know exactly when they are there too. They are constantly beaming this information down to Earth. Devices like SatNav simply collect those signals, then they use an internal clock to determine how long the signal took to arrive. This tells them how far away you are from the satellite.
And that tells the SatNav, and the person holding it, where it is.
Not quite, because you see it knows how far away you are, but this could be in any direction from the satellite, including up into space. So GPS gadgets like SatNav use two or three other satellites to pin your location down.
GPS? That sounded familiar.
Doesn't Dad have a GPS on his phone? I think it was helping him find the nearest chemist when we were out, and he uses it when he's jogging to see how far he's gone.
Yes, GPS stands for Global Positioning System. Loads of mobile phones have it in these days. It's what tells them, and our sat-nav, exactly where it is.
And once our sat-nav knows where we are, I suppose it can check a map to see where you need to go.
Precisely. The computer inside the sat-nav overlays maps and works out directions. And hopefully it'll get us out of this jam.
It's loaded up now, Mum. I'm just typing in our destination. Mum, it seems to think we're heading towards the motorway. Yes, if we carry on, we're going to have to leave the city totally. And, by the look of it, be halfway to Granny's house.
Turn around, where possible.
I think it wants us to turn around, Mum.
Yes, I'd gathered that.
I hope you don't miss the show.
Bear left.
Looking at this, shouldn't you be bearing left now?
Cheeky. Do you want to do the driving?
Yeah, that'll be way cool.
I wasn't being serious, you know.
Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.